श्री कुमार ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य स्तोत्र सत श्री श्रीमान श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत गौधि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। श्री नव मायापुर धाम की जय। श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगमयी की जय। यमुनामयी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। समवेद भक्त वृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदी। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. देहं पुनर्जन्म नैति मां एति सोऽर्जुना। One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. By his divine grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami. The Lord's descent from the transcendental abode is always explained in the sixth verse. Is already explained in the sixth verse. One who can understand the truth of the appearance of the personality of Godhead is already liberated from material bondage, and therefore he returns to the kingdom of God immediately after quitting this present material body. Such liberation of the living entity from material bondage is not at all easy. The impersonalists and the yogis attain liberation only after much trouble and many, many births. Even then, the liberation they achieve, merging into the impersonal Brahma Jyoti of the Lord, is only partial, and there is the risk of returning to this material world. But the devotee, simply by understanding the transcendental nature of the body and the activities of the Lord, attains the abode of the Lord after ending this body and does not run the risk of returning to this material world. In the Brahma Samhita 533, it is stated that the Lord has many, many forms and incarnations. Advaitam Achyutam Anantarupam. Although there are many transcendental forms of the Lord, they are still one and the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. One has to understand this fact with conviction. Although it is incomprehensible to mundane scholars and empiric philosophers, as stated in the Vedas, Purusha Bodhini Upanishad, Eko Devo Nitya लीलानुरक्तो भक्तव्यापी हृदयांतर आत्मा. The one Supreme Personality of Godhead is eternally engaged in many, many transcendental forms and relationships with his unalloyed devotees. This Vedic version is confirmed in this verse of the Gita personally by the Lord. He who accepts this truth on the strength of the authority of the Vedas and of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and who does not waste time in philosophical speculations, attains the highest perfectional stage of liberation. Simply accepting this truth on faith, one can without a doubt attain liberation. The Vedic version, Tattvam Asi, is actually applied in this case. Anyone who understands Lord Krishna to be the Supreme, or who says unto the Lord, "You are the same Supreme Brahman, the Personality of Godhead," is certainly liberated instantly. And consequently, his entrance into the transcendental associate of the Lord is guaranteed. In other words, such a faithful devotee of the Lord attains perfection. And this is confirmed by the following Vedic assertion. Tam eva advidipati mrityameti nanyapantavidyate yanaya. One can attain the perfect stage of liberation from birth and death simply by knowing the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And there is no other way to achieve this perfection. Svetasvatara Upanishad. That there is no alternative means than that anyone who does not understand Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is surely in the mode of ignorance, and consequently he will not attain salvation simply, so to speak, by licking the outer surface of the bottle of honey, or by interpreting the Bhagavad Gita according to mundane scholarship. Such empiric philosophers may assume very important roles in the material world, but they are not necessarily eligible for liberation. Such puffed-up mundane scholars have to wait for the causeless mercy of the devotee of the Lord. One should therefore cultivate Krishna consciousness with faith and knowledge, and in this way attain perfection. Om Agyan Timirandasya Yananjana Chalakaya Chakshuru Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadadishva Padanatikam Vandeham Sri Guru, Sri Yuta Pada Kamalam, Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha, Sri Rupam Sakrajatam, Sahakana Raghunathambitam, Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam, Savadutam, Harijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahakana Lalita Sri Vishakam Bitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Pandu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namostate Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpatarunyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Atithanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, obtains my eternal abode, Arjuna. He's grateful to be with me. Should be my everyone else. Celebrating Janmashtami. Speak very short tonight so that you can get good rest, energized for the morning and the rest of the day. Just remembering my first Janmashtami. Hear the story? I was not a devotee, still trying to become a devotee. I was worshipping Lord Shiva. Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. Shiva's greatest Vaishnava. Greatest Vaishnava explains his compassion for us. 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, story of the churning of the ocean of milk. The suras and the asuras. Promise was that they would get nectar. Though they were worst enemies, the only ambition was to destroy the other party. It's amazing how politics works. For the purpose of fulfilling certain desires, you're even willing to make allies with enemies. So it was Lord Vishnu's arrangement. He said to the demigods, you tell them if we work together, we'll get nectar. They're convinced that they're going to get it all. Which they were. Churned and they churned and they churned. And there's so many pages in the Srimad Bhagavatam of all the problems they had. Really had to struggle. Things were getting crushed and dislocated. Some of them were dying. It was really a task to churn this ocean of milk. Finally, after all that trouble, instead of nectar coming out, poison came out. Krishna consciousness is like churning our consciousness. Consciousness is properly churned. The essence of who we are is of Krishna. And yes, it is spoken. Nitya siddha Krishna prema sanja kapunyoy sravanadi sudhi cheti kodiya yudhoy. Pure love for Krishna is within the heart of every living being. That love, that prema, is the nectar that we are all seeking. Anandamayo vyashat. We are all seeking pleasure. It's our inherent propensity. We must have pleasure. Cockroach that's on your kitchen cabinet, he's simply looking for pleasure. What do you have against him? He has nothing against you. He's just seeking pleasure. The snake that bites you is simply trying to defend himself, trying to seek pleasure. Everyone, in their own way, in the modes of goodness, passion, or ignorance, are seeking pleasure. Why? Because the soul is Satchidananda. The soul loves Krishna. Looking for that love in so many ways. Krishna consciousness is the art of churning the heart. Churning the heart through the hearing the glories of the Lord, chanting the holy names of the Lord, rendering service to the Lord, that it awakens the nectar that is within us. Sometimes what we find is when we turn, instead of nectar, all kinds of poison starts coming out. Never had that experience. Lust and envy and anger and pride and greed and illusion, like we've never known, sometimes starts coming to the surface. It's always been there. We don't even know the anarthas we have. We're so unconscious. But as we become more conscious through the process of bhakti, our anarthas start to come to the surface and become visible. Just go on churning and churning and churning. Gradually all of the poison comes out and the nectar. Poison's removed and the nectar it's clear for the nectar to emerge. When that poison is coming out, it can be very confusing. And it can be very challenging. Each time, desperately need a shelter and association of devotees. Give us the courage to deal with it. and to keep journeying. This nectar, I mean this poison, it was so powerful. It could destroy all life within the universe. What to do with it? Neither the suras or the asuras could deal with it. It's doom for all of them. How this world works. Working so hard for something and we apparently get the opposite. Materialistic person, a disaster. For a devotee, eternity. He sees that ultimately everything is happening. We simply remain faithful to our ideal. Elements that come before us help to bring us to higher places of consciousness than we could have ever been without that problem. Mahaprabhu exclaimed, the obstacles in the path of bhakti are our greatest friends. Because the more difficult they are, the more we realize, I need mercy. And if we're sincere, we cry out for that mercy. Draupadi was being stripped naked by Dushasana in the court of the Kurus. She turned to Yudhisthira and to Arjuna, the wielder of the Gandiva, and to Bhima, the heroic, powerful man on earth, mace in hand, tried by her own strength to save herself. Ultimately, that emergency, greatest moments of her life, because she threw her arms in the air, high, and cried out from the core of her, Hey Krishna, Hey Govinda. Because she cried out for Krishna with tears in her eyes, desperately, knowing no other shelter but him. Krishna appeared. Others, you know the psychology of babies. If you're very busy, baby wants your attention. Baby doesn't just go, just go on doing your work. Baby goes, go on doing your work. Baby, you're a busy person. When the baby wails, the mother realizes, my child needs me. My child's in desperation. My child has no one but me. And she drops everything else and runs to you. She's like that. It's very busy. If you're chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I'll get my rounds done today. Hare Krishna. He'll be there. Situation where you really, really feel no other way. It's life or death. Cry out Krishna's names. She will come. Father, he is our mother. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order to Nityananda Prabhu and talk whoever you see, you give them this message. Chant the names of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Serve Krishna. Krishna's your mother. Krishna's your father. Krishna's your wealth. Krishna's your life and soul. In that spirit, we should chant the names. When the difficulties come upon us, it's a wonderful time to cry out Krishna's names. To come and from our heart of hearts to pray before the deity. To pick up Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, not just like a person who casually, you know, reads the newspaper. Not like someone who's just, you know, preparing for his next class in a scholarly pursuit. It's all right. You really want to hear Srila Prabhupada speaking. You have to be in the mood of Arjuna. Bhagavad Gita is revealed, Prabhupada said, when we're in the spirit of Arjuna. Arjuna was Krishna's devotee and Krishna's friend, but Arjuna also was in a state where he urgently needed this message. He wasn't hungry. He was starving for shelter. He was in a state of confusion where he was weeping, he was crying, he was pale, his mouth was dry, he was trembling, he couldn't even hold his bow. That was his condition. And then with folded hands and tears in his eyes, he prayed, Krishna, please instruct me. You are my guru. I am your disciple. God's sister Kunti Devi, she was in her last stages of cancer, racked with pain, book, because her hands and arms didn't have the strength. Gave her a computer, just like tapping with her slender, pale fingers. She was in bliss. She was smiling. She said, I've never been so happy. Never felt so fortunate. I would not trade my condition for anyone else in the world. Why? Because in my condition, I'm every word that I'm reading from Srila Prabhupada, I feel he's speaking directly, personally, to me. I've never experienced it like this before, not to this degree. Having this cancer and ready to die within a few days is a small price, blessing that Prabhupada is giving. See, if you're not hungry, you can't really digest food very well. Day after tomorrow, there'll be a big feast for Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja. Now, if after eating everything on your plate, first, seconds, thirds, however much you eat, 10 minutes later, after you finish and wash your mouth, someone comes with a plate of halava. No way. Yeah. Oh. In America, when people are proud, we say they're full of it. What the it is, you know, different people have different interpretations. But when you're egoistic, when you think you know, when you think you have control of your life, you're not really starving for shelter. Juno was starving. Therefore, he could digest into the core of his heart the message of Krishna. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken in a similar scenario. Rikshit Maharaj was cursed to die in 7 days. He wasn't just coming to Srimad Bhagavatam class because it was the temple rule. He was sitting at the feet of Shukadev Goswami. There was nothing else in the world as a priority. Every single syllable of every word was more precious. All he was the king. Traded it all to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. So eager. He was so hungry. Rupa Goswami says, Lobha, that greed is the price for Krishna. That greed to hear his glories, that greed to chant his name, that greed to associate with his devotees, that greed to serve him, that greed to remember him. Poison came out. Everyone was in desperation. They went to Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu wanted to teach. He cannot approach me directly to go through my devotee. He said, go to Lord Shiva. Vaishnavanam yatasham. He is great Vaishnava. Go on to Shiva. Predicament. And he saw this poison was spreading in all directions, everywhere, to do with it. Makes global warming like something very small. Shiva, all that poison, and by his supernatural mystic yogic powers, he concentrated it. Today you have concentrated orange juice and concentrated grape juice and all these things. Lord Shankar was the original concentrator. Concentrated an ocean of poison fit in the palm of his hands. Can you imagine the potency of that poison? What did he do with it? He had to go somewhere. He decided to drink it. His throat turned black. Therein, it is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, greatest service one could render to the Supreme Personality of Godhead to endure hardships of showing compassion to others. Hardship Srila Prabhupada to show compassion to us. Age of 70, heart attacks, seasickness, poverty, strokes. Amazing thing in the Javadutta, prayed, Krishna, please save my health. He only prayed, just give me the words to deliver these people. Let me be your puppet. He's only praying for us. He was in such a predicament. The prayer was for us. Shripadaya Krishna Prestaya Buddhaya. Srila Prabhupada was so dear to Krishna. Great compassion and love. Poison was drunk by Shiva. Later, churning and the nectar. Krishna conscious. Get on that topic. Oh, I forgot about that. Perhaps. perhaps Krishna saved you and we ran out of time. Anyways, I was worshipping Lord Shiva. And he was very compassionate. Our Amarnathas, today it's in the news. And it's practically front page every day. Amarnathas in Kashmir. Recently, month of August, there many, many people died. I don't know how it is today, but back in 1971, you had to walk a long distance. The train would take you to a certain place or bus, and then you'd have to walk a long distance up these Himalayan mountains. Get to a cave. It's an ancient Shiva lingam, usually covered with ice. Train from Nepal. Poured down, major flood, this agricultural field, half days without moving. It's a third-class train. Third-class trains were free because they were so crowded that no ticket collector could possibly get in. The more crowded it was, the freer it was. Sadhus taught, you know, if you want a free ride anywhere in India, just jump in a third-class train. There's a price, not rupees. Tapasya. A lot, 36, 40 hours just sitting there, sweltering hot. Bathroom, hours sometimes for them to get to the bathroom, trying to get through the crowds. Anyways, finally, the train moved. So steam engines. At a certain point, it was about 5 o'clock in the morning, train stopped. Station. Idea where it was. Crawl over people's shoulders and heads to somehow or other get to a window and crawled out the window just to breathe fresh air for the first time in about 2 days to move. I'm going to jump back in. The train was leaving. Minutes after it stopped and I was outside, whistle blew, steam started hissing, wheels started chugging. Tried to jump through a window, all of people, and I bounced off. Tried to get through the doors, but I bounced off. Couldn't get in. Window after window, door after door, the whole train finally was gone. There I was. Everybody kind of ran out and ran in. It was a big turmoil. Minutes later, not risen yet, it was still dark. And I happened to see some sadhus sitting at the end of the railway platform. Stood up and said, this is Mathura, Krishna's birthplace. Today is Janmashtami, Krishna's birthday. He said, come with me, I will take you to the birth site. So he took me to this huge mosque. The mosque was a little underground temple of Krishna. Tens and thousands of crowds, discourses, and dancing and singing. For all day, this one person was singing Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya. He said to us, it's auspicious at midnight to be at the Dwarkadish temple at Vishwamghat. Raining like anything, floods. Went into that temple, it was so crowded. It was at least 100 times crowded than the train. Police were beating people with sticks to try to control the crowds. And I climbed up a pillar thinking, God, this is this. I've never seen a festival like this before. People get beaten. Beaten with sticks. And as they were getting beaten, they were smiling, going, you know, Jai Radhe, you know, Bhagavan. A beautiful sight to see their devotion. And finally, at midnight, doors opened. Laughing, people were singing, people were dancing, police were beating people, crushed. Decided to go to Amarnath, trapped in Vrindavan. Sorry to tell you that personal story. Janmashtami is a day, as Srila Prabhupada explains, it's a day when pray for Krishna to appear within our heart. So Dev and Devaki, trapped, prison house of Kamsa, chains, behind bars and iron chains, book. But they kept having children. Knew Krishna would be their eighth child. It's devotion. Similarly, we are imprisoned by material energy, by our own desires, by the bars of lust, anger, envy, pride, greed, envy, illusion. Prisoners. Kamsa. Kamsa. Demon representing all of these anartas within our heart. Intent to kill our Krishna consciousness. Kill Krishna within our heart. Bodhis. Many kamsas are living in our heart, trying to take us away from Krishna. Trying to kill that faith. Kill that enthusiasm. Serve the Lord. Vasudeva and Devaki. Take shelter of the Lord. Krishna appears. This particular verse, Krishna tells the one who understands the transcendental nature of his appearance never has to take birth in this material world again. Theoretically, not so difficult to understand the transcendental nature of Krishna's appearance. Required is we have to hear sources. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing how there are so many commentators in the Bhagavad Gita who are giving their own interpretation of who Krishna is. Say that Krishna was just a very powerful man. People say that Krishna was a temporary manifestation of the impersonal Brahman. People say Krishna is you. You just forgot it. Years ago, at Jaipur, good friends of mine were having an event there. They invited me. Put me in this guest room. It's like in America, you have Bibles in hotels and guest houses. Well, there they had a Bhagavad Gita. There's the verse, Man Manapava Mad Bhakto Machishindam Namas. She says, always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, offer your homage unto me, and this way you will come to me without fail. I promise you this. Srila Prabhupada would quote some scholars who commentated on Gita, very famous translations and commentators. He would read that verse and say, he would read the purport that said, when Krishna says, always think of me, he doesn't mean me, Krishna, he means me, the unmanifest, impersonal existence within Krishna. He said, if Krishna meant that, he would have said that. Krishna says me, that means me. Bhagavad Gita as it is. When I saw that Gita, I was wondering, I wonder of what this yogi is going to say about this. So I turned to that verse. And amazingly, he begins the purport by saying, some people who do not understand Krishna properly say that always think of me, become my devotee, means to not Krishna, me, but the unborn, unmanifest, impersonal existence within Krishna. He says, this is nonsense. Yogi is saying, this is nonsense. This is not what it means. They have missed the essence of what the Gita is about. Encourage. I was thinking, he sounds good. He's good. So I went on. And he kept defeating. He went on and on, several paragraphs, defeating this misconception that when Krishna says me, he means the unborn, impersonal, unmanifest within him. Really good arguments. But then he came to the conclusion. He said, what Krishna really means, that you should always think of me and become my devotee, is me. He's talking about himself. So I am Krishna, and I have descended to save you. I closed the book. It wasn't as it is, it was as he is. So the only way really to understand Krishna as he is, by associating with those who really love him. Evam parampara praktamijam idam rajarshaya. Krishna stresses in Gita, which has descended through disciplic succession, where the true essence of who Krishna is has been attained. We are not these bodies, we are the eternal souls. And Krishna is the supreme soul. He's the all-attractive one. He's the personality of Godhead. The impersonal Brahman is his all-pervading effulgence. The Paramatma is his localized feature seated within the heart of every living being. Jivatma, every living entity, is an infinitesimal spark of himself. It's his eternal service. This entire material energy is simply a reflection of his original, infinite spiritual energy. Understand it theoretically. It's foundational. Krishna says that one who knows the transcendental nature, not speaking simply of theoretical transcendental nature. Krishna tells in another place in Gita, there is jnana and there is vijnana. Theoretical knowledge and there is realized knowledge. There is experience. Map. Yes. Tell me. Maps out your whole trip. Whether you have a paper map or a GPS map, if you're sitting at home and telling everybody exactly how to get there, it's quite useless unless you go there. If you don't have the right map, you're going to go the wrong place. If you have the right map, you know where to go, but then you have to go. Similarly, the beginning of our spiritual life is we approach a spiritual master and we inquire submissively. First, we have to admit in a humble state, I don't know. You know, please instruct me. Submissive inquiry. And then sevaya. Sevaya means we practically apply that knowledge to our life. Through that practical application of theoretical knowledge comes realization. Realization is not cheap. In applying the knowledge that we receive, there will be tests, trials. Swami explains that one of the symptoms of surrender is to remain enthusiastic in all circumstances. And to be patient, however long it takes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate, Mukunda Dutt, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during the Mahaprakash, Leela, he said, he will not see me for 10 million births. Dutt went into ecstasy. I get to see him in 10 million births. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw. How much he values the darshan of the Lord. But 10 million births is a small price to weigh to carry on with his devotional service. Bring him now. Enthusiasm and patience under all circumstances is easy. Association and we have a proper service attitude comes easy. Even if it's not easy, it's blissfully difficult. If we have the proper attitude and the proper association. Without it, it becomes miserably difficult. Through the practice of bhakti, we actually can know Krishna. Once knowing Krishna as he is, knowing the transcendental nature of his appearance activities, unborn, eternal, all-attractive, Lord of all existence, appearing as a little baby, crawling in the courtyard of Nanda and Yashoda. That little baby Gopal crawling around with Balaram and they see a little calf. Curiosity, they both grab on the tails of two different calves. And the calves get scared because they're also little babies. They start running. They're dragging Krishna and Balaram, dragging through the cow dung and through the cow dung mixed with the mud of Braj Bhumi. Crying and crying, but they're afraid to let go. They're going fast. What happens if they let go? Gopis are laughing and singing songs about them. Their mother's coming to save them, Shoda and Rohini, and put them on their laps. They're counting the little teeth that are like drops of milk growing, smiling. Understand how that little Gopal, absolute truth, the source of all material and spiritual worlds, sarvasya prabhava manta sarvam. He says, I am the source of all material and spiritual world. Everything emanates from me. Wise or know this perfect me, worship me with all their heart. Vishnu, he's Vishnu. Universes are coming out of the pores of his bodies. Pores of your body. We should really be humbled when we realistically analyze what we're all about. He breathes. Entire cosmic manifestation exists in his exhalation. And he inhales, everything is extinguished. Destruction of the entire cosmic manifestation with this inhalation. What happens when we inhale? Mahavishnu. Very great. This Mahavishnu is only an expansion, an expansion, an expansion of a planary expansion of Krishna. Baby crawling around the courtyard of Nanda and Yashoda. And God wants to teach him how to walk, which is bound to Krishna. To his little, just tiny, tiny little fingers, which are very soft, like little lotus buds. Picks him up in Krishna's, slips his finger away, and Krishna falls down and cries. Krishna lets go and falls down and cries. Can't even walk. Yet, demigods are getting their powers from him. Ability of man. Akshay Vishnu, Karuna Akshay Vishnu, Kiro Akshay Vishnu, they are all just expansions of him. Here's in this most intimate way, attract our most intimate love. You can love Mahavishnu by standing from a distance and folding your palms and offering Purusha Shukta prayers. Krishna is so kind. You can be his best friend, your child. I will be the first to touch Krishna. And another says, no, no, I will be the first to touch Krishna. No, 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 I will be the first to touch Krishna. They all race to see who will touch Krishna first. Krishna is in a beautiful part of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Scenery so nice. All the cowherd boys are running, having a contest to see who will touch Krishna first. Krishna is so merciful that he makes every cowherd boy think that I touch Krishna first. Krishna is sitting on the bank of Yamuna, having prasad with the gopas. They're all looking to see what Yashoda put in Krishna's lunchbox. Srila Prabhupada said once, I am simply longing to go back to Godhead so that I can see what Yashoda put in Krishna's lunchbox today. For all, there's, Sukadeva Goswami describes, there are so many, there's thousands of cowherd boys in different circles around Krishna. There's a circle of 8, and then 16, and then 32, and then 64. Krishna's like the lotus of the world of the lotus. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita describes this also. But when Krishna was sitting there with the cowherd boy, each cowherd boy is thinking, Krishna's only looking at me. Krishna's so merciful. So many gopas are assembled, and he just keeps looking at me. None of them realize that they're all thinking the same way. And how is that humanly possible? Some of them are behind Krishna. They're in a circle. They're in massive circles around Krishna. Yet Krishna, by his inconceivable potency, makes everyone think such an intimate, loving relationship with him. Dwarka, 16,108 palaces. Each queen was thinking, I wonder what all the other queens must be thinking. Krishna's with me every night. And the gopis dancing in the Raslila, each gopi's thinking, all the other gopis, how much they must be in anxiety because Krishna just keeps dancing with me only. And yet he's right next to them in all the other forms, but they can't see. Krishna's potency, reciprocate love. Prabhupada would say, Yashoda Nai is thinking, if I don't feed Krishna, Krishna will die. Trinabharta brought Krishna way, 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 way up. And Krishna became heavy like a mountain. Trinabharta was a massive asura in the form, tried to throw Krishna off him. Krishna didn't grow. Krishna was still a tiny little baby. He was hardly 1 year old. Trinabharta was a massive, massive whirlwind form, his body. That little baby that was light as a feather, same size, but it became heavy like a planet. Tried to take him off. Krishna's soft little arm. Oh, Mother Yashoda, when she would see the softness of Krishna's arm, if anything touched it, it would turn colors. That's how soft it was. Squeezed Trinabharta's neck, choking, suffocating. He was dying. Strangled and fell to the ground. Broke to pieces. Krishna was just crawling around, looking around like, what happened? Showed him, I ran and got him, and so worried, and she had Brahmins come and do pujas and chant mantras to protect him from spirits. She was thinking, oh, little boys, because he's an innocent, helpless little boy, Lord Narayan saved him. Or maybe because of our pious deeds, Lord Narayan saved him. Yashoda was having, she was having little marks of cow dung all over his body. Main ritual, because of drank milk enthusiastically, was the sign that he was out of danger. Yes. And he was in good state. He understands the transcendental nature of Krishna's appearance and activities. Here's in his original transcendental form from Govardhan. Exchange the most intimate love and by demonstrating these pastimes, attracts our hearts to that intimate love. Krishna appears in this world. Previous verses of Gita explain. Ditranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samstapanarayas. To annihilate the miscreants, establish principles of religion, I descend myself again and again. Srila Prabhupada and our beloved acharyas, they describe that Krishna can actually fulfill these missions through his various avatars or through other means. Is he come in his original transcendental form? Yes, he fulfills all these purposes. Very specific main purpose, to give pleasure to his devotee and to attract all of our hearts. Tomorrow, chant Srila Prabhupada's grace, Vishnava's unlimited, conceivable fortune. Thank you. Oh, one more thing, our protection. Krishna's Gopal. This is Govardhan. He goes, Krishna's cows. Sustains the cows, he protects the cows, he cheers to the cows, he cheers the cows. He said the barometer of the spirituality of any tree is how happy the cows are. Understand the spiritual level of consciousness of a particular barometer? It's quite revolutionary. Priorities, mission, establish cow protection in the Western world. As far as I know, it was completely unheard of. Cow protection in the Western world. Vegetarianism was practically unheard of. Bhakta Puja Vyadika. Krishna has said, love Krishna, we have to love those who he loves. Serve Krishna, we have to serve those who Krishna loves. Days when we offered food to Krishna, Prabhupada gave us four mantras. You remember? Namashtupadaya. Stay Saraswati Devi. Ramani Itaya. Krishna Govinda gave us in the early glorifying Krishna. Cows that are so very dear to him. Serve means to give pleasure, bhakti, ritual, pleasure to another's heart. Vishnavas. Serve all living entities. Attract Krishna to reveal himself to us. We know the transcendental nature of his appearance and activities. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, for narrating your personal Janmasthami experience and enlightening us to the meaning of Janmasthami. And we all are excited. We are expecting about 5 to 10,000 people this weekend, and this is going to be very busy. So just be careful, and we'll see you tomorrow morning at 5:30. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj will lead the RP in the morning. Hari Bol. And one humble request, Prashad Mr. downstairs and